Time to talk AFL finals now, and we've got Fox Footy's Jared Healy on the line. It's a great pleasure, Jared. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Michael and Terry. Good to be on.
Yeah, look, we're obviously tracking the Sydney teams. We're it by us up here, and we've got both of them in this weekend. Let's start with the Swannies. They play particularly well at the SCG, as you'd know, mate, but they've been talking up the extra space at the MCG against the Cats.
Yeah, well, people are running that as a line of defence as to finding a reason why the Swans will get beaten. I'm not a huge advocate of that view. I know people use it as an excuse as to why the Eagles got beaten in 2015 against Hawthorn. I'm not really sure that's the case. I mean, the great comparison between rugby league and AFL has always been AFL's better game to watch on the at the game because it's based on a much bigger field, and yet I think the game has morphed almost into rugby league in the last few years that we've got 20 and 30 players on screen at once. So the size of the ground isn't the biggest issue as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if it plays out that everybody stayed in positions, then that may well be the case. But to me, it's a bit of a furphy.
Yeah. Plus, the Swans players we've chatted with, Jared, throughout the week say they really enjoy the less constraints of the MCG, and they enjoy that open space. And one thing you can't give Buddy Franklin, I imagine, mate, is open space.
Joy to Buddy Franklin's ears, the space. Look, it is one of the great highlights. We're blessed to be watching one of the all-time great attractions run around. It was a controversial move when he went up to Sydney, in particular, going to the Sydney Swans. The hierarchy had it in their dreams to go to the Giants, but it's actually worked out to be best for both clubs. I think the Giants have been able to grow organically, without the impact of a high-profile name. And Sydney with Buddy just seems to be a great marriage. And Tom Lonergan and Buddy have had a lifetime, a career-long battle of probably broken 50-50. So it's probably bragging rights on the line for tonight.
Yeah, Jared, now that the Cats got done big time, actually, against Richmond, who are a great story. How do you see it panning out in this game?
Well, the Cats were shocking last week. It was actually, in my view, a pretty horrible game of footy in the first half. It broke open when Cam Guthrie went off Dustin Martin, and Dusty just blew them off the park. They're an interesting side. Geelong, their best five or six players are terrific. They lack a little bit of depth. They've got some injuries. They've got a lot of confidence issues. If Chris Scott can turn this around and turn it into a win, it would be one of the big upsets of the season. I don't really see it happening, but as you all know, top-line sport, things can go wrong.
Yeah, well, you're still a Swanee at heart, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think the Swans, on paper, look as if they could go on and win quite comfortably. But the Swans have played magnificent footy. They've only lost two games out of 18 or thereabouts. And they've just got a much more balanced lineup. Last week, they had a couple of their lesser names dominate, Sinclair and Dean Towers, but it's the addition of guys like Mills and Heaney and Zach Attack Jones that I think it's just given that little bit of extra bite around the ball.
So you like the Swannies. Are you as confident about GWS, mate? You've got to remember Jeremy Cameron's missing, Shane Mumford's missing, so Stevie J comes back in. How are they travelling?
Well, I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Orange Tsunami. I love the way that the wave of running comes from the back line and they charge. So they play an exciting brand of footy when it's up and about. But at the moment, they are a shadow of the former selves. And I'm not sure they're going to be asked to win, even though they have got the home ground advantage. It's a 50-50 call this. The West Coast just fell into the finals, but they've played two really good games to end the season with. They take much better form in, and but the addition, I guess, of some running power for the Giants is probably a win, even though they have lost a couple of their big-name players in Jeremy Cameron and Shane Mumford. But they've been too big. The game is all about pressure now. It's all about ground ball gets rather than aerial dominance. So I think it's a 50-50 game.
Okay, so if that's the case, and if you do love a little bit of a bet, West Coast are $3, GWS $1.42, you'd have to say you've got to favour the $3.
My best bet this round is the one you named. I've already had a small investment on the West Coast Eagles. I thought when I saw those odds early,
Right.
I like it as a bit of a layoff bet. I think at some stage in the game, you're probably going to see probably $1.80, $1.90 each of two.
Right.
And if you're looking for a flutter, that's the way to go.
Okay. All right.
Jared, we thank you, mate. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be watching.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be on. I was coming in to do footy, and I've ended up doing what I actually like, footy punting.
Even better, Jared. We do thank you so much for your time and enjoyed your input all throughout the season, and keep it going for the next 2 weeks on Fox.
All the best, guys.